It was a good day. Want to run a little bit better, so I'll probably give that another shot in my pro day.
Trevor, when they first moved, you would fit what defense to offense. Block at it, in favor, what were your thoughts when you wanted to move you? What did you think?
When I finally moved to offensive side of the ball, that time was, it felt right to do it at that time. I'm not sure why, but something inside just felt right, and I'm glad I made the decision.
When they first told you,
When Paul Chris told me, asked me for the first time, I didn't resist it at all. I just said, definitely, coach.
What allowed you to be so successful in that transition?
I would say definitely the time I put in, my position coach pushing me the way that he did, and my mentor and technique coach, Jay Caldwell, working with me on the weekends, anytime I was able to come home. And he definitely helped me on the mental as far as the physical as well. It doesn't matter to me. I'm prepared to work and play both sides. Whatever team the team wants me to do, I'll be prepared to play both sides. Yeah, they definitely asked me if I was willing to play both sides, because I've only played right side in college. But they just want to see what my responses were to playing the left side or anything like that. All the techniques were difficult at first. It was more the terminology and learning the plays. And, once I got that down, then I was able to focus in a lot more on the techniques and get those down as well.
TJ, when you said it felt right,
At the time, I wasn't having the success I wanted on defense. And offensive line, that literally was my last option. And, I wanted to get back on the field. I wanted to play. I wanted to start again. And just thinking about all of that and just being on the field again, wherever I was, that made it feel right. Like, hey, this is what you got to do.
How do you feel when people use the word when they talk about rejecting the NFL? Do you feel
fair? It doesn't bother me. I mean, if that's what they feel, that's fine. I mean, the truth of the matter is I only have 2 years of offensive line under my belt, and that's not going to change from now till the draft. So, it's the truth. I need some work and some things, and, I'm not afraid of that, and I'm ready to work on the things that people feel that I need to work on.
What did you weigh, TJ? What did you measure?
309, 6'4" and a half.
Is that about where you wanted to come in?
Yeah, 309.
Do you want to get bigger?
I'll definitely get a little more girth to me, a little bit more weight once this whole process is over and everything. But I feel good where I'm at right now.
You talk about you weren't seeing success.
Well, if I didn't switch over to offensive line, that might have been it for me as far as playing football in college. So I definitely want to play again, like I said before, and, it was just a no-brainer.
What's your background in basketball? How long did you play?
I played since I was 8 years old all the way through my senior year in high school. And that was just an amazing time. I had fun, and honestly, some of the athleticism from basketball allowed me to transfer it over into football, and it's definitely helped me. At one point I had had three offers from Rutgers, Seton Hall, and Providence. Definitely. Just being able to be quick and change direction, and constant running, it all helps. And to switching over to football. I was a four.
Did you learn about some time all week? Any feedback?
Senior Bowl week was definitely a learning experience for me. I learned a lot about myself as a player and how to deal with situations when you don't always know exactly what's going on. And I struggled a little bit throughout the week, and knowing that when it was game time, I just went into the game and just relaxed myself and just started to have fun again.
You practice mainly on the left side, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You practice on the left side at the Senior Bowl?
I did. I practiced both right and left.
Yeah.
No, I just struggled in the one-on-ones, really.
Fresno State.
I guess you say it was a bit of both.
Davison.
That was the first time I really played left side as well. So. I would say definitely. It's not an easy transition to make. I had a spring ball in a camp to be ready to play 2013 at right tackle. So that's all the time I had, and I was learning each week as time went on and every game came on. So I definitely learned fast, but I was also continuing to learn as well.
AJ, some people project you as the number one tackle in the draft after just 2 years on offense. Does that surprise you?
As of right now, it's all talk. I don't get into, what the media says and what people think, because a lot of things change on draft day a lot. But, I know the work that I've put in, and, I'm just trusting in that, and, everything will work out how it's supposed to.
How'd you perform in the agility drills, the shuttles today?
So I'm sorry, say that again?
How'd you perform in the agility drills, the shuttles?
I think I did well. I feel like I did well. I definitely may look at a couple of them again at my pro day. When I see fully all my numbers, and if I feel like I can definitely get better times, I'll do them again at my pro day. I feel great, man. I was a part of the last class to graduate from Patterson Catholic, so to be here and in front of all you guys is it's a blessing, and it's truly an honor just to represent Patterson Catholic and the University of Pittsburgh. No, everything works out how it's supposed to, man. I wouldn't change anything. The pros that I like to watch, man, Jason Peters, Tyron Smith, and Dwayne Brown, three of my favorite guys at left tackle that I definitely love to watch and see how they play.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, PG.